All right. Very, very chill Boxing Day episode, I think.
That was good. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
See if you can answer this spontaneously, because I don't think I can.
Okay.
2019. Like, good year, bad year? Like, where's it going to rank in the years for you? And was it a success? Was it a failure?
What do you mean? Like, on a personal level or on a, like,
yeah, world level? Yeah, like, was it, like, I know you don't do, like, New Year's resolutions and stuff, but do you feel like it was a good one?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a good year.
Stayed healthy. Business was good.
The one thing I was super determined about was to get at least the very first part of the Indians video out, which I've been working on for, like, forever.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a big push from the summer until now to get that done. I was really happy about that.
So you would define a whole year around, like, a video or two?
That's the first part of, like, a big overlapping thing that I've just been working on a lot. So that has actually defined a bunch of my year, and I'm really glad to at least get the first bit of it out. But
I should probably watch it at some point, shouldn't I?
It's that one is really just like that's like my prequel to the actual thing. So it hasn't really started yet. You're totally off the hook.
Okay. Okay.
But no, I think I feel pretty good about how the year went personally. I don't know. I just tend not to think in like year long time spans. Like I just always find myself thinking in terms of like the seasons. Like a year is just too long. You know, what was I doing January of last year? I have no idea. No one can know.
Yeah, I'm rubbish at remembering what happens in what year.
Yeah. So like, how do you answer that question off the cuff?
I don't know. Funnily enough, I feel like I don't want to make too big a deal of it because it's not that big. It's not that big a deal. But the fact that Lulu died this year, I think is a real important part of the year. Like it was a real, you know, it cast a shadow, not like a shadow of enormous sadness or, but a real like change. Like when I look at the year, I think that's a really big, I think that has a more significance to the year than I perhaps realized. I'm trying to think on a work level. I'm just looking at my analytics to see what like the videos I did this year that were, you know. I feel like maybe Numberphile passing pi million subscribers is the last time a subscriber count milestone will ever matter in my life. Like it's probably the last one.
Yeah, pi subscribers is a fun number to hit, you know.
Yeah.
Especially since it's been the logo for Numberphile for forever.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and it gave me a chance to make a fuss around a number with a sort of a half a reason. And like, you know, and like subscribers don't really matter that much anymore, do they?
No.
And so many people have so many now. So it's like, I feel like even if other channels pass a million or some of those big round numbers, you know, I'm never going to get one to 10 million probably. So that's probably the last time a subscriber milestone will happen. So it's kind of nice. Do you know what? It happened on Christmas Eve and it happened at 3:14 p.m.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That feels like the guiding hand of the algorithm maybe, right? It's like someone's out there like, you know what would be great? Let's get this nice Christmas Eve gift, 3:14 p.m. Get Pi Million subscribers.
I was refreshed because, you know, there's no way you can see the number, your exact number, except yourself on the back end anymore. Like the public can't see your exact number. So I was like refreshing.
Right. I forgot they changed
that. I was constantly
that.
Refreshing, hoping to get the exact moment because I was the only one who could get it.
Right.
And it was jumping up in increments of like 4 or 5 subscribers every few seconds. So
right.
I was like, oh, I'm going to miss it. But luckily I got it. I landed right on it.
Yeah, that's right. I don't believe for a second YouTube story about, oh, they removed that because they wanted to stop the unsubscribe brigades that happen where people want to drive down the numbers. And so the live count is like throwing blood into the water. It's like, there's no way that's true. Like, I think they just, you know,
why do you think they took away that exact number?
I bet they took it away simply because it's one less thing that they have to support, right? Of like, you look at a lot of the stuff that they've changed in the background, annotations, hashtag never forget. Like, I think it's just one less thing that they have to worry about on an engineering level of there needs to be an API that shows what the subscriber count is live. And maybe it's a teeny tiny way that YouTube can take a step back from the subscriber numbers where, you know, I'm convinced that they're caught in this trap of they've built this up as a super important number, even though it doesn't mean anything anymore. And like they're trapped in this weird PR circle that they can't get out of giving people awards for subscriber numbers.
There's like a whole generation of kids now who dream of getting a gold button.
Yeah. Like they built it up as this thing and it's this total vanity metric. Like, you know, it means something, but it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't have like this practical effect that people think that it does. So
some people have suggested that YouTube should make me a special button for number far for Pi Million.
Who's going to disagree with that? Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't I agree with that?
Do you think, should we mobilize the Tims?
look, if you want to rally up a crowd, you know, an internet mob, that's your business.
I'm not sure if Goodbye Internet's got quite the power, but if any Tims are listening and want to get on the Reddit and start something, what would that look like? What would the Pi Million button look like?
I would have, if I was the CEO of YouTube, I would send you a Pi. I would send you a nice apple pie for your Pi Million subscribers.
I knew you'd say that, but that won't last forever.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you also needed it to last forever.
It can't go in my museum here. It'll just be like, I just have to eat it.
I don't think there's a material.
It'd be pretty cool to get a pie from the boss of YouTube though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't think there's a material that's particularly associated with pie except for pies. Nah. And so that's why I would send you a pie, right? Like I don't think of aluminum as being pi or anything like that. So
what about a golden pi symbol, like the symbol pi, but like gold plated?
I don't know what you're expecting to get out of YouTube here. This is why, should YouTube make you a custom one? Sure, I can sign up for that. Yes.
I don't know what I'm asking for either. I just felt like, you know, I built it up so much in my head and I spent so much time chasing all you YouTubers around the place trying to get you to send me these numbers. And I was like, I couldn't wait for the moment to happen because I'd spent so bloody long making this video.
Yeah.
And then it kind of happened on Christmas Eve when no one's watching YouTube anyway.
Right.
And it's like, and like, was that it?
Yeah, but this is also why I think it's sort of a danger for people to focus on goals, right? Like,
I did make other videos in the meantime.
Yeah. But what I mean is just like in general, people always have this idea of, you know, like I talk to people who have YouTube channels and they're like, oh, you know, I can't wait until I get to a million. And it's like, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't make any difference if you're on an upward trajectory. Like, you know, it's just another day. Like people, it's like some illusion that people always have of like, when I hit this goal, something will happen. And it's like, but you know, that's not the way goals work. Like it's just, you always feel sort of deflated minutes after you achieve whatever like the actual target goal is.
Yeah. A million subscribers is a bit like a club though, isn't it? It's a bit like having a black belt in karate. Like it doesn't necessarily mean you'll win a fight, but at least you get to wear the black belt.
Well, yeah. And, but again, like the only thing that the subscriber thing is it's still this shorthand for how do you communicate the size of a channel? Like that's still what it's used for. And I don't know, but
yeah.
I'm very happy for you getting Pi Million subscribers. Like it's,
thank you.
It's a
and
fun
thank
number.
You for, thank you for contributing some digits for my video. For people who don't know, like probably about like 100 people contributed videos around the world. And some of them sent them like a selfie vertical videos and some of them sent them landscape. Gray didn't send me any animation. He just sent me some audio and we made the animation at my end.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little like, tip of the hat to Hello Internet. I made Gray's video a vertical video.
Yeah. You put me in a vertical video.
I was hoping that would get more like comments, but I think the problem with this video is it's got so many people in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no overwhelming theme to the comments.
Because
everyone likes someone different and notices something different and everything's so fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, oh, there's going to be 100 comments about Gray being a vertical video. It's, you know, probably 5.
Yeah, but again, like this is, you never know what the internet responds to. Like
nah.
this is always the fundamental thing of
yeah.
I think you just have to like always get out of your head any kind of expectations for
yes.
what things are going to be. Like it's always bad news. I feel like I've really mastered this at this point of like, you put a video up and it's just like, who knows? You have no idea. Are people going to like it? Are people not going to like it? Are people going to yell?
The most important thing, having like an internet-y job, never have like expectations.
Yeah.
And never define yourself by it.
Yeah. 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 You'll totally go crazy if you do that otherwise. And again, it's like, you know, the funny version of this is always the person who throws up the video that they do in 2 seconds that gets millions and millions of views and becomes the most successful thing. It's like, that can drive people crazy. You know, I labor over videos and then this like joke thing takes off. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's never good to think of yourself in that way. But if I can compliment you in a way that you don't feel uncomfortable about, I'm very aware of you have like gotten and stayed pretty fit this year. It seems like you've been like going to a personal trainer and everything. Like, you're looking good, Brady. You're looking good.
I have. Thank you. And I'm not like being one of those people who won't take a compliment, but I feel like I've gone downhill the last 3 or 4 months. So I think I was going well for a while in the middle of the year and it's gone off the rails a bit, but I'm going to get it back on the rails in the new year. But thank you for that, because like if I'm not happy at the moment and I look better than I did at some point, that's at least shows there's some residual benefit to some of that work.
Yeah, you have enough of a buffer for yourself. You know, like the times that I have checked in with seeing you in person, like I wouldn't have noticed that you feel like you've backslid in the past couple months. No, so
I do feel that way. But anyway,
you've been on top of the Fitatron 5000 lifestyle.
2020. Renew my gym membership. I just got a letter. I've got to renew my gym membership. Get back with my trainer, who I haven't seen for about a month because I've been traveling so much.
Right. And
see how I keep with my quasi-vegetarian lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
It's becoming increasingly quasi.
I was going to say, how is that going? Your plant-based lifestyle now?
Not plant-based, but it's gone.
No, wait a minute. I thought you gave me trouble when I said it's... I teased you by saying vegan and you would go not vegan.
Yeah, vegan is plant-based. That's why you're saying it wrong. Vegan and plant-based are the same.
Okay.
Plant-based is like the other way of saying veganism.
Okay.
I'm going vegetarian. So I will have milk or cheese.
Okay. So you want me like to that. Say vegetarian. That's the...
Vegetarian.
Okay. Yeah. But it's increasingly quasi?
Yeah. It's more just in the house at the moment. Mm-hmm. Like I eat meat on holidays. Like I ate meat in the Maldives.
Right.
And I have been having meat away from home too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I might try and get that a bit more on track too.
So it's a vegetarian house environment? Is that what you've settled on?
That's a better way to describe it. That's how it is at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make it vegetarian England.
I like that. I like that as a border to set.
Yeah.
That's a fun idea of border-based diet. I like that.
Because I was in the Maldives and I was surrounded by all this amazing food at all the restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I can't turn all that amazing stuff down.
Yeah, this is always the difficulty in life of what is it. I've kind of settled on if I'm in a situation where I'm out and about and it's like a social situation, the compensation for this is that I can now just relax and eat whatever, right? It's like just...
Yeah.
If I'm out with people, it's not a thing that's in my life very often, and it's that same thing of like, just relax in this situation and don't worry.
Yeah, I'm totally like that. Like the other day I was out, someone served something with meat, and I was just like, yeah, fine. Mm-hmm. But the strong thing is I'm now not saying, I failed, now I can just eat meat all the time.
Right.
I've got to like say, but I still have to go back to the veg when I get home.
Right. I really like the idea of England-based vegetarianism. Yeah. Like I can see you right now taking a cheeky trip to Wales, you know, to have a steak and then coming back. Like,
oh yeah.
Like you're very close to the border and I can't help but note you said England-based, right? Not UK-based.
That wasn't deliberate, but yeah, you're right. I might have a bit of an out there. I just like grab a McDonald's and then drive across the bridge into Wales and just eat it at the other end of the bridge.
Yeah, that sounds like the start of some really healthy behavior, like some really healthy associations to build up. Like,
and like the security guards or like the cameras up, they're like, why is there always that guy just at the end of the bridge there? Yeah. Like the Seven Bridge, and the pile of McDonald's wrappers permanently just at the other side of the Seven Bridge.
He's here at 10 a.m. every morning eating some breakfast.
McMuffins. Sausage McMuffins on the Seven Bridge. I love it.
Yeah, I like that too. That's good. That's a great visual.
All right. I'll catch you in the new year.
All right. I'll catch you in the new year, man. Bye.